This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Businesses are facing a conundrum with their ever-expanding digital universe. In a competitive environment mired with mergers and divestitures, the ability to store, manage and protect data is crucial to a business success. By 2017, two-thirds of the Asian-based CIOs will initiate a data transformation and governance framework to turn information into a competitive business differentiator. This explosion of data is a double-edged sword. If you manage it well, data can eventually become a strategic asset to bring huge benefits to companies. However, this can also cause inefficiencies that results in businesses lagging behind competitors. My name is Jeff Sandu and you're listening to Tech Talk. And with me today is Robert Kalustian. He's the Vice President Worldwide Technical Services at Commvault to talk about how companies have turned data from threat to strength. Rob, let's talk about the current situation at the moment with data that the organizations are producing and what are they doing with it at the moment. What's the current sense of feel around Asia? What's in trend at the moment?
Yeah, what I'm seeing, not just in Asia, but globally and specific to Asia, that big data, for example, is a new workload that's coming into the marketplace. People are wanting more out of just kind of the traditional, you think about auto policy insurance and insuring you from a crash. People want more than protection. They want to get analytics and they want to get value out of it. So big data as a new workload is something that people are wrestling with and after. And plus, we also see big growth and increased use of IoT. There's backup consolidation and modernization happening to support some of these new demands in analytics and business intelligence. And essentially what's happening is the adoption of cloud for selective workloads is forcing customers to evaluate what data management actually means. So people are reinventing IT, and they're getting beyond the infrastructure services. And they're thinking, you know, do I look at data management holistically or do I use point solutions? And the kind of trend we're seeing is as the rise of the cloud happened, people were going to choose point solutions for different aspects of the business. And they're realizing in many cases that was a mistake because they're not able to harness the data. It's kind of siloed and stuck in those applications. So they're moving more towards holistic views and looking for innovative ways to utilize data as a key asset to drive business initiatives. Malaysia and India, for example, are not that different than what we're broadly seeing in APAC. So we do see a lot of similarities. And we're also seeing evolution of different from the infrastructure hosting kind of focus apps to solution engineering, utilizing technologies like containers and OpenStack to start to force vendors to be more outcome focused. So whether the vendor is a SaaS provider or not, in the cloud or not, they're all going there, but they're all being forced to drive the outcomes with their offers.
And all this is possible because of, you know, the digital transformation that's happening around the world. But there are still some industries or some companies that haven't really, you know, gone through this shift yet. So would you say that, you know, those companies really are just completely losing out because they can't implement any of whatever that you mentioned just now?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are stuck with, kind of shackled with technical debt. I think every company that I'm talking to, I go to different roundtables with CIOs and they're all asking, you know, how can they be more aligned with the business? And their biggest struggle is the technical debt that, you know, some of these customers use 15 to 20 technologies just for data protection. Mm. You know, how do they get out of that investment? And we're helping people do that, but it's a big challenge for them.
All right. And how are, you know, these trends impacting businesses here in the APAC region?
I think if you talk about from a customer perspective, I think if people aren't actively on projects, they have initiatives around a digital initiative. It's more than just modernizing and refreshing and doing old things, old ways. It's doing some old things, new ways, and new things altogether. So specifically what we're seeing is increased focus on, you know, bringing down CapEx, forcing look at OpEx investments, that kind of shifting the money to be more aligned to business initiatives than IT initiatives. So there's a lot of squeeze on the IT leaders to kind of not only reduce their budget, which is always happening, but really prove out that what they're investing in is going to drive business value. And something that before they kind of took for granted, there was an IT line item for a bunch of stuff. Now people are being asked, well, what sort of an outcome is that going to produce for me? And that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people I talk to.
Mm. And according to IDC, digital transformation and the third platform adoption is going to scale massively in 2017. What's the drivers for this, Rob?
Well, I think there's a big blur between the physical, you know, and you quoted IDC, but, you know, if you think about what Gartner says about it, it's essentially blurring, you know, what is physical and what is digital all in one. And companies like traditional companies are seeing the need to connect with their customers, their clients more rapidly in more innovative ways. And they're trying to harness the data that's in front of them to get strategic and competitive advantage. So I think the biggest driver is, you know, everyone's doing it. And to stay competitive, to stay in front, you've got to be able to take this data almost real time and make business decisions. So it's more than, you know, you think about 10 years ago, people would set these 3 and 5 year business strategies. Mm-hmm. And a lot of companies still do that. But nowadays, you have to be able to pivot and adjust, because a 3 year plan, you know, you end up making an adjustment to it 6 months into it because there's some sort of new innovation or new data set that's driving change. So I think it's all about agile, and it's all about being able to make impactful changes quickly. And everyone's racing towards that because we have all this new wonderful technology that makes it possible, which we didn't even have 5 years ago.
And 5 years from now, we've no idea what's going to happen as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole funny thing. And, you know, I even think back to, you know, something silly I said 20 years ago. I said nobody would need more than 4 megabytes of memory in a computer. And I was arguing with people saying, why would you need 4 meg? That's crazy, because it was so expensive. So the other thing I'd like to bring up is, not only are things that are, you know, once impossible possible, but the cost curve is so much more attractive to build these massive data sets, these big data environments that only they do at big universities, that now, you know, companies can set up Hadoop or Spark things on their own with relatively little budget or get it hosted.
Now, Rob, I know you mentioned earlier on about the technical layers that, you know, some organizations have that could be, you know, one of the speed bumps when they're trying to implement their strategy. But what are some of the concerns from your point of view in terms of, or Commvault's point of view, when, you know, businesses undertake their digital transformation strategy?
You know, I think the first thing is to understand, have that vision. We talked about a plan. I talk about a vision and define it, knowing that what is possible today or impossible is going to be possible. And you have to really think about complexity, making putting together a solution that's not only going to give you the business insights you need, but is going to minimize complexity, going to be highly automated, that can handle massive growth. Again, with that story, the 4 megabytes I talked about, you know, now there's, you know, many of our customers have petabytes of data or are dealing with petabytes of data, which was, you know, unfathomable. So build something that's scalable. I think the other thing is, you know, you have to look at all the silos of data. So you have to behave like an integrated company. And if you think about any company, you'd say, well, we're integrated, we're one company. No, you're not. You've got a marketing department with their own applications. You've got, you know, HR department with their own data sets. You've got IT. You've got all these different departments with their own data sets, and really unlocking those silos of data and putting policies together that allow the sharing of data. So that's also a concern, is to really define what the company's after and be able to figure out, particularly just because you have the data, is it even useful? So I think a lot of people are wrestling with not only security and compliance, but just awareness of what they have. And that's without going to commercial break here, but essentially Commvault does provide the indexing and the intelligence through our platform from an integrated sense to go into all those silos and serve up that view so you can actually make sense of what you got. And that's one of the biggest struggles. You can go in the biggest companies around and they don't know what they have. So just having an inventory of all their assets, and I'm talking about their data, their digital assets, not just, you know, I'm not talking hardware here. They don't know. So that's some of the big issues. And then you throw in, you know, global economies and even in a couple of countries next to themselves in Asia, there's completely different regulation in China than there is in, you know, maybe Singapore or Malaysia, right? So how do you operate in a multinational environment and still get all the benefits of the agility and the data intelligence that you're looking for? And those are some things that have to be put on the table before you spend a lot of money and put together things that aren't simply going to work.
I've been speaking to Robert Kalustian. He's the Vice President Worldwide Technical Services at Commvault, and we're talking about how companies are turning data from threat to strength. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Robert Kalustian. He's the Vice President Worldwide Technical Services at Commvault, And we are talking about how companies are turning data from threat to strength. And early on, we mentioned about some of the concerns when businesses are undertaking their digital transformation strategy. Rob, are there any major security or privacy concerns that are related to data management? I'm sure there are some blind spots that organizations tend to always, you know, miss out or, you know, completely ignore.
Yeah, I mean, there's the standard ones when you go from country to country that say, you know, there's data sovereignty issues around moving data from one country to another. And there's companies out there that want to make use of their own data sets, but they're stuck in Germany or they're stuck in China or they're stuck in the U.S. So absolutely, there's those concerns. And to be 100% here on this one is there's probably something being invented tomorrow that's going to impact some strategy you put in today. So I guess what I'd say is, we're continually seeing regulations occur because of these breaches that happen, right? So, yeah, there's absolutely considerations about cross-border personal, if you talk about credit card personal information, we call it PCI in the U.S. So, yeah, those are all there, but I guess my message is you really have to design a strategy and a policy that can be not only proactive but can react to new change. I think about 3 or 4 months ago, it was ruled that in some countries, you know, a lot of these big users of Salesforce.com, the data had to be local to the country. How do you overnight flip a switch and comply with those regulations and still give yourself the agility and access to the data? And those are the things that are catching people off guard, is these regulations that just drop literally overnight.
It feels like, you know, everything needs to be flexible, you know, whether it's your strategy or it's, you know, the technologies that you use within the company. Every organization just needs to be flexible in order to, you know, have this momentum going on.
Absolutely. What we're seeing is a lot of customers are moving to cloud. Is there one chance that they've had in their whole IT career? You think about it. Some of the folks, they're 40 years old, they're 30 years old. They haven't had an opportunity in their whole career to start from scratch, right? Mm. So one of the aspects I'll tie back to what you said is they're asking for open. They're asking for extensible. They're asking for portable data sets, meaning, look, Mr. Vendor or Commvault, we like what you do. You provide us tremendous value, but we don't want to be stuck with you just because you have some proprietary container, right? Mm-hmm. So we see one, we see customers asking us to ensure that, you know, hey, do you know, one of their buying criteria is, you know, if some of my rules change, some of my policies change, or some part of your suite doesn't add quite the value that I want, how do I make those changes rapidly and not be kind of stuck to that? And they're stinging from it. The guys who were, you know, around in the mainframe age or the Unix age and, you know, migrating to Windows, that was a big problem just because the file systems were different, right? Mm. So those same sort of things are being asked now, but they're going deeper and asking for API access and native access to data sets, which really wasn't a buying consideration, you know, 7 years ago or even 6 years ago for data protection products. Mm.
Moving on to case studies or examples, can you share on how companies have, you know, turned data from a threat to actually a strength?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. There's a local company in the APAC market. It's a government entity. And they were, you know, we helped them with an audit. And we found out that they had terabytes of data that was, well, actually a petabyte of data that was really unprotected. Their back office stuff was protected, but they had a lot of valuable assets that were simply not protected at all. And we found out that some of those assets were scientific studies and other things that could be marketed and sold back to be of value. So even though this entity was, you know, spending millions of dollars on all these data sets, there was actually a market for those data sets. A lot of different companies would pay premium to have access to that research data for use in development of products. So there was the threat in that it was unprotected and they couldn't rerun these research tests again, but they turned it into something positive in that now they're protecting it. And we're working with them right now to index the data and secure it. So if you think about when you go to the library, that they have this index of all the different data types that are available to share. So I think another point I'd make is companies soon will be marketing data, maybe not competitors, but there'll be a lot more sharing of data sets outside companies as long as the regulations work out, where you can take that asset that you spend a lot of money generating. There is a market for reselling it to other different entities, which before was physically impossible to move the data or get access to it to another company. So I think you're going to see, you know, if you think about how Amazon came to be, they built that IT cloud just to fulfill their shipping business and their retail business. They wanted to resell some of that extra CPU. I think you're going to see companies sell data sets that they build as well.
It will be data as a service then.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, your marketing company's been doing that forever in Excel spreadsheets. Why can't we do it with other things, you know?
Yeah, and looking ahead with the explosion of data to come from the likes of, you know, you mentioned early on, the Internet of Things, what should businesses keep an eye on? I mean, will everything just be too noisy, like big data is too big to handle?
You hit the nail on the head. Absolutely, I think it can be. I mean, if you think about your own data set on your computer, how much of that stuff do you even need? Mm. How much is it you ask? You know, how much do you use on a daily, weekly, monthly basis? I know I've got files and data there that, you know, sometimes I go to make something from scratch and then I happen to recall that I have it. But if I don't, I just have a bunch of noise there. So absolutely, I think the ability to almost real time capture analytics from a variety of data sources and know which ones to even go plug into. I think the biggest danger is, like I said earlier, people can build Hadoop or Spark instances. But just because you can doesn't mean you should. So I think, you know, the talent in the IT industry, it's not all about the technology. It is, but it's also about having people trained in data science to determine, is that even one I want to go after? But the rub is sometimes they don't know what they have. So I guess it goes back to having a platform that can kind of make sense of the noise. Tag some of the data, maybe give it some tags outside of what a normal file system or an application would be, and then kind of group it and maybe do some modeling to see if there's anything useful in that data set, because sometimes we don't know. But to answer your question, yeah, there's a lot of noise in the data, and I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, because a lot of that data is not only locked in different silos, but it's across, you know, hundreds of applications in a traditional business.
And I've been speaking to Robert Kalustian. He is the Vice President Worldwide Technical Services at Commvault, and we were talking about how companies have turned data from threat to strength. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.